It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, hopefully in the land of neutrality, but she'll tell us for sure, maybe. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello. Very well. Thank you, Jill. Yes, in the land of neutrality, Chocoland. But with news about Europe, as I thought this week that Finland was having some interesting news for us, because they will have the youngest prime minister in the world, with Miss Sanna Marin, who is only 34. So I thought this was worth mention, because if one looks at the rest of the world, countries have more the tendency to choose between 70 and 80 when it comes to pick a leader. So it felt really extremely unusual for such a young person to be the next prime minister in Finland. But Finland has been showing before that it's definitely a country which is not afraid of being very innovative and very unique in its way. So she will lead a center-left coalition with four other parties. And what becomes really interesting is that those four parties are also led by women, and three of them are also under 35. So this is definitely an extremely young parliament, and maybe can be something interesting to inspire also other countries to maybe leave some more young people come in and try to shape the future of their country and basically the future of their continents and the world, because the decisions that have to be taken these days on all level, but mostly on the environmental one, are definitely concerning our young generation. She is also the third female prime minister in Finland. So this really shows that Finland is getting ahead with giving some more chances to women, and there is no doubt that again the Me Too movement has probably also influenced this entire development, but not only, because I believe that the northern countries were always a little bit ahead on this topic, even though it depended very much on which party was leading, as it is absolutely certain as well that all the traditional parties had much less women, let's say between 35 and 36% in the parliament, and now everybody expect at least 40%, which is already a big success considering the past years. As a background, she has been previously the transport and communication minister. She is also a mother, so a young mother, and she grew up with her mother and her mother's female partner. So it is, she definitely grew up in a very open-minded environment. There is one more thing about her that I thought was interesting, and it's because obviously everybody is talking about her in terms of gender, in terms of age. And herself said, I quote, I have never thought about my age or gender. I think of the reasons I got into politics and those things for which we have won the trust of the electorate. I think this is actually a quite important statement from her, because she definitely doesn't want to be looked like if she is a part of a circus and is the main star in that circus. She wants to be taken seriously, and she wants her ideas to be at the front of who she is. So in other words, it does not matter if she is a woman or if she is a man, if she is 34 or if she is 44. What matters are basically, as she said, the reason why she won the trust, even though it was a little bit tight, I think. But nevertheless, a win is a win. And she wants to bring forward the ideas that allowed that success. And I think this is very important in a time where all the discussions are extremely focused on age, extremely focused on gender, extremely focused on all sorts of important, of course, important matters. But when it comes to politics, it is still important to see that what the most important thing is the idea that the person is bringing, and how this is going to be implemented, and it really doesn't matter if she is a man or a woman, as long as she basically keep her promises. And I think that was more or less her message, which I thought was very honest and worth mentioning. The second topic that I thought would be interesting for us to briefly discuss is less brilliant and less how can I say, less human, because it concerns the immigrants camp in Lesbos in Greece. This is a topic that didn't really come on the headlines lately, because there has been so many other things going on, but nothing has been solved. And when we all think of Greece, we think of Greece in terms of beautiful white houses on, in the background, a crystal clear blue sea, and music and good food. In reality, there is on the island of Lesbos 16,000 immigrants in a camp that doesn't have a kitchen, that barely has any doctor, maybe two for everybody, and a very small children a clinic, where also the doctor was emphasizing the fact that they have to turn people away because they are not enough and they can't be there for everybody. This camp was actually meant to be for 2,500 people. We have 16,000 today, and still people coming in. Greece is showing a lot of bad will. I think it's basically because they feel left alone, and they are not completely wrong with that. But for example, Switzerland was planning to build there 600 tents that would just now before the winter be extremely helpful, because they are steady, they are well done, they are meant for cold weather, because on the contrary of what one thinks, winter can be very cold in Greece as well. And these 600 tents are just waiting for permission, because The Greeks are not giving that permission. As a matter of fact, they want to close that camp. The first question that comes in mind is, of course, where are all these people going to go? This remains still very mysterious. And in the meantime, if it would have been possible to build those tents, I think it would at least have brought some relief in a camp where there are also a lot of fights, there are a lot of disagreements. You can imagine that in a place with 16,000 people, in really very miserable conditions, if one looks at videos or pictures, there are problems with all sorts of things, with throwing things away, with hygiene, with where to cook. It's just not human, as I said before. As everybody says, it's better than nothing, because if they did that trip, it's because they really wanted to leave their country. But I would assume that they didn't expect such harsh condition upon arrival. There is at the moment no solution. As I said before, there are so many other issues that are much more prevalent at the moment. One just needs to look at the headlines, that this one went a little bit back. But I believe that this is only postponed, because those people are going nowhere and they will need to be taken care of. So I just wanted to mention this camp in Greece, because just before the winter, just before the festive holidays, I think it is still very important to remember that nothing can be taken for granted. And those people would be the first one to agree with that.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.